Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on your radio at 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube. Hey, YouTube folks. By the way, the Phillies game tonight, which is on Apple TV, if you don't have Apple TV, you can always listen for free on the free Odyssey app. So don't worry about Apple TV if you don't feel like it. Just listen to the soothing sounds of Fransky. Is L.A. in there tonight, or is it
Scott? I think L.A. is back.
Yeah, Fransky and L.A. tonight. Mets and Phillies, three national TV games, but if you don't have Apple TV. All right, let's get to it, Jacker.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Jacker?
Yeah, Jacker.
Yeah, I said I've never heard him use that one before.
I don't know if I've ever heard anyone use that before. Wow.
Jacker.
So what I have for you today is the top 11 worst top 11 lists.
Wow. We've really gone as far as
barrel,
we can go.
Yeah.
This is Friday at 5 of top 11 week.
Number 11 is Jody Mack.
Whoa, I didn't see Jody Mack.
He filled
I did. I sent all of them to you, right?
Yeah. He filled out 12. And he at the end, he said, I can't decide between Schwarber and Mailata. And he said, I'm a dozen kind of guy. I mean, come on, Jody Mack. Well, have a take.
He's been here long enough. He had
Maxey at 10. So. I mean, Maxey at 10 and Bede 6. And he couldn't decide between... he chose 12 instead of 11.
Who did he have as number one?
Who did he have at number one? He had Saquon as number
one.
Right. Wheeler's number two. Lane number three.
Okay. Whoa.
Where did he have Jalen?
Where's Jalen?
Jalen was four.
Okay.
All right.
You take
four.
That.
I had him at four, too.
Yeah. Given 12, though, that's an issue.
Come on. Yeah. Come on, Jody. Yeah. Come on, Jody.
Now, some would argue all three of us did 12 by, or even 14, by doing the offensive line bit.
You guys did.
Yeah. All right.
I had a take. I had both Mailata and Lane on it. Number 10 is Alex Call, Insider of the Year candidate for the Phillies.
All right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So he had Embiid number 10.
He bragged on Twitter, by the way, that he filled out the perfect one.
Of course. Yeah. Well, that's what we all do.
Yeah.
Everyone nailed it, according to themselves. He had Lane 9.
Okay. What?
And then he had Maxey 8.
Oh, come on.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Maxey's not better than Lane.
Everyone's got to represent all the team. Like, come on.
But that's what he wanted to do.
Yeah, but Maxey above Lane Johnson?
That's ridiculous.
No, I don't agree with
you. Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
But well, that's why he's on the worst list.
Yes, fair enough.
Number 9 is Spike.
Mine was good.
You can't have Saquon 4. Like, it's ridiculous. No, you can't.
I absolutely
can't. No, you can't. It's actually inarguable that he should be at least top 3.
He's only here 1 year.
So what?
And I'm just saying, he was only here 1 year. And it was a great year, and that's what got him up to 4.
And Embiid 8.
Which is fine.
It's not fine.
It is fine.
Jalen played 18 games.
Yes, and it is 75% resume.
ass list.
It is not an ass list. It was a great list. And I'm the only one with a cohesive moral code around here that actually fills out my top 11 the way that I actually believe. You know? Friggin' Thirst Machine Elliot. You know? Baseball Worm Fritz.
I had like three Phillies on it.
Whatever. You all still right. Got a baseball worm.
Yeah, well. Number 8 is James Seltzer.
Oh, boy.
He had Hurts 1, which is obviously a reason beyond this list of worst top 11s.
Yep.
But then he also had AJ 8.
What?
Which is ridiculous.
But is he like a psycho Hurts guy who doesn't like AJ?
I don't know. He's a tough one to read.
I think you guys, I had AJ 8 or 9 too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
I had him and Smitty.
Yeah,
like,
but when you said it, it made sense.
Well, because you said the last year.
Year, yes.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't think he's doing it by the last year. I think he's doing it by hierarchy in Philadelphia.
I was going to say, yeah, so yeah. What does the rest of it?
Because he still has Harper 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's so not you the can't last go year. Last yeah, year. Yeah, I agree.
There are I agree. Some, I would say it's the extreme Jalen person, but right. The extreme Jalen person does not like AJ.
Like, right, because like, right, they feel like, yeah, no, nah, yes. I know what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. I know what you're saying.
Yep. Yep.
Number 7 is Hugh Douglas.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's rough. Brutal.
Yeah.
Wheeler 9, Lane Johnson 10, Devontae top 5. I love Devontae, but come on, he can't sniff a top 5.
What about the 4 defensive players?
And he had 4 defensive players on it.
When defense is a luxury.
When defense is a total and complete luxury. Come on, man. Wheeler 9. Disrespect of pitchers continues by him.
Yep.
Number 6 is Elliot Shore Parks. Obviously invalid with Jalen as number 1. That's why he's here. And then also the Wheeler, just the constant obsession with crapping on Zach Wheeler all week.
Well, Quinyon Mitchell above Zach Wheeler is crazy.
It's crazy.
Because he won the Super Bowl, but then Kyle Schwarber is number 4, right? Who
right.
Didn't win the Super Bowl, as far as I can remember.
And Zach Bond, nowhere near the list.
Yes. Zach Bond, not on his list.
Yeah, tough one.
It's a tough one. It's a tough one. Number 5 is Broads.
Brads.
Jalen number 1, obviously, yeah. Why he's up the side.
Everybody's got Jalen. going up there.
He's on this
top.
List, yeah. Yep. Well, he's got Embiid 4,
he has Embiid 4. Yeah. Jalen Carter 9. Come on, Brodes.
Yeah.
And he had Michkov.
And he had Michkov, which, like, at least that's doing it.
Well,
bit.
Yeah, at least he's the only one who gets a free pass to put Michkov.
Uh-oh, I think I know who number 1 is.
Well, we'll get through it. There's a surprise here at number 4.
Okay.
Which is Francisco Rojas. I mean, he had Saquon 6.
6?
6! He had Jalen Carter 10. Tyrese Maxey 11.
Okay. Now, Maxey
11's whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care. Yeah. It's really... listen, I love Bryce. He had him number 2.
Who do you have at 1?
He had Wheeler number 1.
A Wheeler number 1.
He had Saquon 6.
Well, yeah, you two Phillies at 1 and 2.
Who do you have in his top 5?
Wow, you're penalizing him?
Who do you have
Well, because it's a little ridiculous. So it went Wheeler 1, Bryce 2, Lane 3, Hurts 4, Schwarber 5. 3 Phillies in the top 5 the Eagles
Schwarber
won this.
Schwarber over Saquon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why. What number is he on this list?
He's 4.
Yeah.
Arguably could have been higher.
He could have been higher.
That's
yes.
A rough one.
Yeah, it's a terrible list.
Yeah.
The terrible list. Number 3 is John Ritchie, who had Hurts number 1, of course. So that's the first qualifier here.
Yeah.
Wheeler 9.
Okay.
Joel Embiid and Maxey 6 and 7. I mean, that is
what are we doing,
ridiculous. Yeah. What are we even wasting our time?
Yeah.
Why even fill one out, frankly? Yep. Hurts 1, Saquon 2, Harper 3. Even that's, you know.
Questionable.
AJ 4, Devontae 5. Like, again, Devontae 5.
Yeah.
Jalen Carter 8, Zach Wheeler 9, Quinyon and Coop 10 and 11.
So he is Tyrese Maxey above Jalen Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Zach Bond and Zach Wheeler.
Yeah.
Come on.
Terrible.
That is terrible. Number 2, Devin Caney.
Oh, she's 2.
I know.
I thought you were going 1.
No, I think we all know who number 1 is.
I don't know who it is then.
No.
I think we all have an idea. But no. But Devin Caney, let's get the Caney here, the resume. Yeah. So Caney had Devontae 5, obviously wrong. She had Michkov number 8.
Yeah.
Now that's pretty high.
Ahead of Wheeler.
Ahead of Wheeler. Cooper DeGene ahead of Wheeler.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
The Wheeler disrespect.
The Wheeler disrespect.
Hello, Wheeler.
Yeah. I mean, come on. What did Michkov? Like, I'm hopeful of Michkov.
He didn't even win Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were one of the 4 worst teams in hockey last year.
Come on, man.
stop it.
Yeah.
But the number one is obviously Joe to camera. I mean,
Listen. Are you just mad that he took the belt from you?
No, I don't care about that. Okay. No, I even said this yesterday.
And he might have been cooking with the Ranger thing.
Might have been, but still, he can't be top 11. He can't be top 11.
I don't know.
He had Dickerson on it, no Jalen, Bryce too. You know,
yeah.
Ranger on it at number 11. Ranger's pitching well, but whatever. And I even said yesterday, because Spike asked me, and this will be a truce maybe. Nah, I don't want a truce with Jalen people. But he's asked me, which is more ridiculous, Jalen number one or Jalen off the list? And I said Jalen off the list. Like, Jalen has to be on the list for it to be a serious list.
Yeah.
This guy's a children's book writer. You know, you would think that he would want to respect the history of this city.
Yeah.
Oh, Fritz versus the camera.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
I like it. I like this little vindictiveness in there with Fritz on that.
Oh, you kidding me? Of course there is.
Hold on. I didn't make the list. That means you respected my list.
Yeah. Well, what do you think I'm going to do?
What? I don't know.
I thought your list was good.
Okay.
I didn't like the criteria of only last year. I disagreed with that.
But it was the criteria.
But it was the criteria. Yep. So I can't argue the criteria.
Yep. All right.
And obviously I'm not putting my list on it.
No, of course not. Nobody even remembers your list.
I made it pretty nondescript this year.
Yeah, it was like there was no takes.
It surprises you with that one.
Yeah.
It was just a real list. Hurt 7.
You
were playing games in the list. Yeah. We all know you were playing games.
What game was I playing?
You were playing games in the list. Like, you know you were playing games.
I just wanted a respectable, honorable list.
All right.
Come on, man. 11, Turner. Schwarber, 10. Bond, 9. Mylotta, 8. Hurt 7. Harper, Lane, AJ, Jalen Carter, Zach Wheeler, Barkley.
Yeah.
Good luck arguing that.
So if I had one do over, I had Trey on there and I took him off of Cooper DeJean.
You would put Trey back on?
Yeah, I think I would.
I
mean, yeah, he's been pretty damn good. He's been pretty good. He's been pretty good over the last year.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors with no money down up to 18 months to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Stewardess Jim, you're on WIP.
Hey, Iker, Spiker, and Jacker.
What's up?
Your new Blue Chew names?
Yeah.
Blue Chew names. Yep.
Before I get to the only list that matters, Cowboy Jim's top 11 WIP personalities, OG Wade, I love you. You put me on the podcast twice, highest rate at once. Thank you very much. Please take some advice from a top five caller. You lost Spike. You lost Jack with your attack of Harper. And Ike is teetering. Mix it up.
He's got to mix it up.
Something wrong with Jalen.
Yeah.
Something. His shoelaces. His hair. Something. Okay? And we know that if Jalen gets traded to Cincinnati for Joe Burrow, we know you're going to move to Cincinnati. Okay? We get that. But mix it up.
Believe me, ain't nobody moving to Cincinnati from Philadelphia.
Yeah, no.
I didn't even choose to do it.
Yeah.
He's moving there. He's moving there when he becomes the quarterback for the Bengals. Give me a break.
Let me say this, Cowboy Jim. Hold on. I got to defend myself here. He's talking about I'm teetering. I've been critical of Jalen in the past. I tried to get Russell Wilson here, Deshaun Watson here, right? I've done those things in the past. I was critical of him after 23. I was critical of him after 23. Last year, I didn't think he did anything special during the season. I've said that. I didn't think he did anything, but he did pick up his play in the postseason, right? So you got to give him a little credit for what he did in the postseason while not ignoring the regular season.
I don't care about Jalen Hurts. I'm just telling OG, mix it up. Come on.
Well, you should care about Jalen Hurts.
I don't care less about him.
Well, he's the one that's going to keep you from winning anything anytime soon.
No, he's not. He's only.
Jerry Jones is going to want to keep him from winning anything.
Troy Aikman and Terry Bradshaw. He just has a lot around.
The killer's inside the house. The killer's inside.
He's better than Terry Bradshaw now.
Yeah. Surrounded by excellence. They were guys surrounded by excellence.
Yeah, I agree.
The only way they got around.
I think
If Terry Bradshaw played for the New Orleans Saints back in the 70s and 80s, he wouldn't have done anything. So I'm just saying.
I agree.
All right. I'll count my top 11 to top 10 or top 8. How about that? Is that okay?
Yes.
Is your call still going on here now? You're usually out by now.
It's still going. I got to get my
He wants to get his list.
All right, go ahead.
Number eight, TK, only because he's got a badass intro song.
Is it top 11? Why are you doing starting at 8?
Fine. Rob Cherry and Rob Ellis are tied for 10 and 11 because they need a friend. Get a dog. Ashlyn Sullivan, number 9, well, because it's Ashlyn. Woo! That's all I got to say about her. Okay, anyway, Kyle Quinn is
Ooh,
number
boy.
7. He should get a dog, but I'd be worried about the dog every day. Spike, your common sense of sports talk gets you number 6 and your love of dogs. Joe Giglio, only because my love of villains, you look like a baby that Lex Luthor and Dr. Evil had. And John Johnson, there's number 4, John Johnson, there's nothing better than picking
up number 5
in the morning.
Yeah.
Number 5 was Joe Giglio.
All
right. He's the
okay.
Number 3, Jack Fritz, named me top 5 caller. Only to let me win, the only one to let me win a prize. And there's a tie, 1 and 2. They are tied. Ike Reese and Hugh Douglas. Easily bought. Professional athletes that are. Easily bought. Professional athletes that are nice to everyone, unlike current players who treat common men and women like crap, like myself. Goodbye, losers.
Wow.
You keep it up. You won't be on that charter plane much longer. Keep it up.
Oh, man.
I appreciate you having me and Hugh as 1 and 2.
Yeah.
We're easily bought.
Easily bought.
With alcohol.
Listen to that guy. Herb in the Northeast, you're on WRT.
Here's my guy.
Yep.
Yeah, I run the show, okay?
Oh.
Now, listen.
Ooh, boy.
I talked about this a year ago, okay, or 2 years ago when you wanted to talk about who's number 1, who's number 2, and make this list and everything else. Okay, first of all, I'm going to go back, okay, a long time ago. But I'm going to start with number 1. Right now, Jalen Hurts, if you want to play football, basketball, baseball, if that's how you want to do it, and hockey, then I'll give you the list that I got, okay? So Jalen Hurts is number 1 in my book. Okay, number 2, Dr. J, Julius Erving. Number 3.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Will the Still Chamberlain.
Yep.
Okay.
Jalen's above
number
Will.
Number 4, okay? Number yeah. 4.
Yep.
All right, I'm going with, I'm going to go over to baseball now, and I'm going to say, okay, Wheeler is number 4. He pitches. He's been getting the money. Okay, I really would like to see him go like 8 or 9 innings.
So real quick, Herb, just to recap so far, number one, Jalen Hurts, number two, Dr. J, number three, Wilt Chamberlain, number four, Zach Wheeler.
Okay, now I'm going to go to number five. Okay. Number five is Michael Jack Schmidt.
Number five?
Okay.
Yeah. Behind
what
Wheeler.
What are you, high?
Okay.
Number five. He's a baseball guy.
Behind Wheeler.
Number six. Okay. I'm going with, the great lefty. Never said anything. Underpaid. Steve Carlton, number 32. Steve Carlton.
Okay.
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 Now I'm going over to football.
Number seven.
Okay, again. Okay. I'm going with,
Okay.
Reggie White, number 92.
So Jalen's ahead of Reggie.
Jalen's ahead of a lot of people.
Yeah.
Okay, no, Jalen was number one.
That would be ahead.
Yeah.
Then Jalen's number one, and the reason why,
Don't go backwards.
Because he's been to two out of the last three Super Bowls, and he's a winner.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's the MVP of the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Okay, now, we're going to go, what do I got? Where am I at?
You're on number eight.
Eight, okay. I'm going with the main man, number 20, the hitter for the Philadelphia Eagles, Brian Dawkins.
Whoa! Dan Baker, Herb over here. Wow.
Okay. I'm going to go with. Then I'm coming up with number 55, won two Super Bowls, just retired, Brandon Graham.
There you go. Number nine, BG.
Oh, my God.
Number 10.
Okay, now what do I got?
Number 10.
What do you got next?
You're on number 10.
This is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
I'm going back to baseball.
Okay? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And now I'm going to give you somebody that still hasn't won a ring yet. Okay.
Okay.
But the guy comes out, he plays. There's days when he's hurt and he's playing and he's putting up numbers. This year he's a little, slow.
Yep.
But I got to give him credit for coming here to Philadelphia.
Nick Castellanos.
A World Series. No.
Oh.
Bryce Harper.
Now you're making some sense.
Bryce made the list.
Yep.
Okay. There you go.
Okay.
I put him on the list.
Okay.
And when he does win a Super, when he does win the World Series, I'll put him down on the list.
Yeah, he goes up higher. All right, now this is big. Now, this is number 11.
Number 11.
Okay.
Okay.
Number 11. I'm going to put somebody in there. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to go to hockey, even though I'm not an expert on hockey.
No, none of us are.
But I'm going to say.
Okay.
One of the greatest ever. When they won the Stanley Cup back to back, I'm going with Bernie Perrant.
Oh. Over Bobby Clark.
Wow.
I'm going with
goalie is more important, Jack.
I don't know about that. All right, Herb, let's recap it. Who is number one?
What else do we have?
Yeah,
keep going. Can you keep going, actually, Herb?
Who's 12?
Who's 12?
Keep going.
Yeah, who's 12?
Keep going.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about Wheeler?
We already put Wheeler on the list.
Okay. What about Dr. J?
Dr. J was like number two.
Oh, right.
What about Allen Iverson?
Right. Yeah, what about Iverson?
Iverson, you could put him down there. He didn't win nothing, but he played. He had a success. He had a successful career.
Okay.
He was in the finals.
Yep.
Yeah.
What about I don't know, Zach Bond?
Give him now. Yeah, I got to give him a couple more years. If he wins another Super Bowl, he gets up on that list.
What about Joel Embiid?
I mean, you got
Seth Joyner.
You got Harold Carmichael. We didn't even talk about Harold.
No,
Carmichael.
We haven't.
Yep.
We didn't talk about him. We didn't talk about what's his name? 66 that just passed away.
Bill Burgie.
Yeah, Bill Burgie. He was an All Pro. Come on, I mean.
May
he
rest in peace. Yep. By the way,
may he rest in peace.
Yep.
I mean, there's so many guys: Jaworski, Mike Quick. I mean, you go back. There's so many guys. I mean, that's why I say you really, you got it. If you want to do it like this, you should really, it should be made up baseball, football.
Or you know what we should do? You know what we should think about next year? We should just do current athletes.
Yep.
Well, then current athletes for the past 5 years or 8 to 10 years.
Yeah, we should just do current athletes instead of, we made the mistake of including like Dr. J and Wilt along with Jalen Hurts, and that's impossible.
I mean, they won in 83. They could have won two of them. We should have won a couple of them. I mean, Maurice Cheeks was a big player.
Well, I know, I'm looking at the final list here on WIP, and we have Devontae Smith, Joel Embiid, Jordan Mailata, Kyle Schwarber, Jalen Carter, Lane Johnson, A.J. Brown, Bryce Harper, Zach Wheeler, Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley. I see no Dr. J. I see no Wilt Chamberlain. I see no Mike Schmidt. I see no lefty. Like, what were we doing here?
I gave you the players that I remember.
I know. I'm saying that our list is
late 60s or 70s.
I know.
I'm giving you who I know.
Yep.
And Jalen's the number one.
548 home runs. Let me tell you something. What I want.
And he's better than Jalen?
Tomorrow night, I want you to go turn that College World Series and look at that catcher, number 17, okay? And that kid, okay, right now, he's a first-round pick. He's a junior, 5'10", 200 pounds. He throws everybody.
The Coastal Carolina kid?
Okay, yeah, the kid. You know where he's from, Jack?
I don't.
Okay, guess what? This is going to shock everybody that listens to 610. Three years ago, he went to a tryout Memorial Day weekend, and the coach said, "You made the team." Okay, he played high school baseball. He's got unbelievable the awards and the different things that he's done in high school and now in college for three years. He got the Posey Award last year. Okay, this kid is from Haddon Heights High School, right across the bridge, Haddon Heights. He's projected, number 20 by the Milwaukee Brewers. They're supposed to take him at number 20. There might be some teams that might take him before
that. We're talking about
now. But right now,
is he in your top 11 list?
Go check this kid out tomorrow night, man.
Caden Bodine. Hold on. You don't want to talk college? The LSU Arkansas game was amazing the other night, Herb.
No.
I watched that old.
It was awesome.
From a couple days ago.
Yeah, dude. It was good stuff.
What are we doing?
The guy fell in left field in the ninth inning. There's a game tying home run in the top.
We get judged by the performance of this radio show.
This
is our future.
Hey,
God. Oh, man. You've been great, Herb. What a top 11 list from Herb.
Next time that knucklehead from Dallas calls.
Oh, Cowboy Jim.
Just on American Airlines flight going to Cartagena, Colombia, you know?
Okay. We'll tell him.
Yeah, we'll get right on it.
All right.
Yeah, you know, knucklehead.
Yep.
Yep, Cowboy Jim.
All right. We got to go, Herb.
Cowboy Jim, knucklehead.
Yeah, we got to go.
Is that a Charles Barkley impression from Herb?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
We got to go.
Could have been in his top 11. Yep.
We got to go.
You know?
We'll get to Ike's thoughts on Ace Bailey skipping out on Philadelphia next. The show today is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big parties and big events are always better at Chickies.
Still talking.
Yeah. Oh, somewhere. Book your party online at chickiesandpeets.com. I can't believe he goes, number one, Jalen, number two, Dr. J.
Number four, Mike Schmidt.
Yeah. No, he was like five.
Five. Might have been five.
Yeah.
Could've
three
five.
Was well.
Four was Wheeler, I think.
Wheeler and then Schmidt.
Then Schmidt.
This is
should we call up Mike?
Yeah.
And inform him that
he's already been disrespected
once. No. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will you let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
WIB Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, where we will be next Friday. Big games, always better with crab fries. Online at chickiesandpete's.com, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. A lot of soccer fans taking in the FIFA Club Cup or whatever the hell it is today over at Chickies. They're having a great time there. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Did you enjoy top 11 week? Final count, 65.6%. Say no.
Guess what?
We're going to do it again.
We're
going to
do it again. Here.
Nothing you can do about it. Ike, you weren't here on the air yesterday. We did briefly discuss, and we had Jake Fisher on to discuss Ace Bailey making putting an appointment, cementing it in with the Sixers that he would come and meet with them one day and then work out for them the next day. And he did not come. He canceled it, decided not to work out, not to meet with them. He hasn't met or worked out for anybody. How does that affect your Ace Bailey thoughts?
Yep. Moves me closer to not wanting Ace Bailey. Right. That's what that does. And listen, I can understand if he stuck to his I'm not working out for anybody sort of thing, that's fine. But once you agree to do it and the Sixers are planning for you to do it and everything, and then you decide at the last minute that you're not going to do it, so meaning you change your mind again. This kid is starting to – we already had red flags. Then I felt like I got convinced, like, oh, maybe it's not as bad as I may think it's going to be. Now, as we get closer, the red flags continue to pop up. And for me, I know it's not a huge deal, and I know the Sixers, if they wanted to, they could still draft him.
You'll still take him if they want
him. I'm just saying – this dude seems to be preoccupied with other things that should not matter, other than I'm going to be happy regardless who drafts me. I'm going to go there, and I'm going to be my best. Whoever gets me, they're getting a franchise player, whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would love to have that be the case versus this stuff with him. Because quite frankly, now maybe I'm wrong. You pay a lot closer attention to this stuff than I am. He's the only one I'm, like, hearing this stuff about. I don't hear this about any other draft pick.
Dude, Cooper Flagg just worked out for the Mavericks.
Yeah. Like, I don't hear this about any other draft
pick. Cooper Flagg worked out for the Mavericks, right? And they're taking him anyway.
Yeah.
And it's not like – it's just weird. I do think, to an extent, there's a young guy who definitely has people in his corner giving him bad advice, for sure.
So he's 18, yeah. So we'll give him grace with that.
But – he's not the only reason you shouldn't be working out is if, A, you know they're going to take you anyway.
Yep.
You know, you're very clearly where you should be. Or, B, you're not that confident in how the workout's going to go.
And, right.
Do you know, and this whole thing, and when we were talking to Jake Fisher about it yesterday, this whole thing about him trying to manipulate his way to a certain team, he doesn't have – there is not – normally – if he had a promise for somebody at 4, then maybe he doesn't work out with the Sixers. Maybe he wants to go to the team at 4. But as far as has been reported anywhere, no team has given him a promise anywhere.
Right.
Hasn't worked out for anybody.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know, if they still want him, they can just take him. Again, I mentioned yesterday, Okafor didn't work out for the Sixers, and they took him anyway.
It happens. But look how it turned out. You know what I'm saying? So,
now,
it happens, even with Ben. And I don't know if Ben wind up working out right before the draft, because I think Ben, it went all the way up to the draft week where he was still not doing it. And look how that turned out.
By the way, Markelle Fultz did work out for the Sixers.
And look how that turned
out. Everybody watched it online. It was horrible.
Yep.
And they took him anyway. One quick.
I'm nervous with this kid.
I don't think they're going to take him.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a chance that they take him. By the way, there's a chance they take him if they know that somebody else wants him and just sort of
trading.
Holds him up for ransom.
Yeah.
I still think there's a chance they take him, though I think it's a low chance they take him. One other quick NBA thing, and throwaway NBA here at 5:30. Want to get your thoughts on LeBron. LeBron on his podcast, Mind the Game, talking about ring culture.
I don't know why it's discussed so much in our sport. And why it's the A-all, be-all of everything. You sit here and tell me, you know, Allen Iverson and Charles Barkley and Steve Nash, you know, it wasn't unbelievable. Like, oh, they can't be talked about or discussed with these guys because this guy won one ring or won two rings or won. Like, it's just weird to me. It's like saying Peyton Manning can't be in the same room with Brady. Mm-hmm. Or Mahomes, because he only has one ring. They don't never discuss that in a sport.
Yeah, right.
Or telling me that Dan Marino is not the greatest slinger of all time.
Yeah, Ike.
Or he can't be in the room with those guys because he didn't win a championship. Mm-hmm. They don't discuss those things, you know?
Yeah, we do.
I don't know. Did Barry Bonds win a World Series?
Baseball's different.
I don't think so. Barry Bonds never won a World Series. So. And you can't sit here and tell me that he's not the greatest baseball player to ever touch a bat. I mean, Jerry West,
will tell you that.
I think, went to like 9 straight NBA finals.
Right. And, the logo.
And was only able to win one. And he's the logo of our league.
Yeah.
So you can't sit here and tell me that, okay, well, because he only won one, the guy can't be in the same room with the guy who won 2 or 3 or 4. Like, why not? This guy, he's our logo. Yeah.
So, I mean, you must be impressed, LeBron standing up for Allen Iverson and Jerry West.
And Charles Barkley and Marino and everybody.
Yeah, who everybody always talks poorly about.
Yeah. Like, what are you talking about? Dude, I mean, let me say this. And I'm looking right at you, Fritz.
What'd I do?
Well, no, you didn't do anything. You're a LeBron guy. And I feel bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel bad for LeBron fans. Because it has to be hard trying to cape for this dude and defend this dude.
That's why I stopped. I used to be a LeBron guy.
It has to be hard, man. Because this dude, this is not something to be proud about. This is not something I'm running around saying, yeah, that's my guy right there. Yeah, that's the guy I want on my team. That's the guy I want right there. Like LeBron. Stop it. This dude has made... He climbs higher and higher up on scoring charts and all this other stuff, yet he falls further and further down the ladder because he's trying to control people's thoughts and opinions with manipulation and media manipulation. Like, that's what he's trying to do, and he doesn't think anybody sees it.
And about one thing that he's never going to win the argument about.
Yes!
Yeah.
You're not going to... Dude, here's the thing, LeBron. You're a great player. You won championships. You're going to go down as one of the greatest. I'm sorry you can't sleep at night because you want everybody to put you above Michael Jordan. I'm sorry. For some reason this bothers him.
It's like the one thing that Stephen A. says. He goes, he hates me because I say he's not better than Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
I said he's number two.
Yeah.
Like, that's an insult.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, dude, just let it go, man. Let it go.
I love that the whole...
Like, let it go.
I love that he was... Why do we talk about AI like he wasn't one of the greatest? It's like nobody talks about
it.
Yeah.
We talk about all these guys are great. And did you hear Charles' response to this?
Oh, no. What did he say?
He had a response that was perfect. Charles simply said, yes, guys like myself, Karl Malone, Allen Iverson, yeah, we're great players, but we can't sit at the table with the champions.
Right.
Or we can't be in the same room with the – he was basically saying there is a separation between – once you realize everybody's great, then what separates the great
the
players?
The greatest from each other.
Yes.
Yes.
Like there is, and that's what separates them. From the, dude, that's why you left Cleveland.
So you could win championships.
So you could win rings.
Yeah.
Like that's – and his fans got to be saying to themselves, hold on, bro. For a decade, we've been defending – your basketball movements because it's about getting championship rings.
But now it's not anymore.
Now it's not anymore.
Yeah.
LeBron is exhausting. Is it exhausting to you, Jack?
Yeah.
See, yeah.
I appreciate the player. Everything else is annoying.
Oh, no, he's a great player.
Yeah.
But this thing with him,
it's getting worse.
Yes, because he won't go away. He's going to ruin his legacy.
He's literally having people put him lower on lists because it's like, seriously, dude?
Look, LeBron, you're at least the eighth best player in NBA history.
Then that's disrespect.
Yeah.
See, at least I have him closer to five.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I had top five.
It's great.
215-592-9494.
Man, that is great. It's a lot of good, great basketball. Can you being one of the five greatest basketball players ever?
Not enough.
How is that an insult?
Not enough. Got to be better than
being
Jordan.
Being one of the 10 greatest players ever. How is that
in
an
LeBron's
insult?
Defense, he's obviously a better player than Jordan, but it's like, and it drives him crazy.
All right.
It drives him crazy. He's a better basketball player than Jordan.
He's not.
Of course he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
How is he not?
Well, what does that even mean?
Yeah,
what does he do?
Here, I'll give you the
he's a 6'4 shooting guard over the 6'9 guy.
Here's the truth. The absolute truth is that when you were cheering, if you were cheering for the team against Michael Jordan, you were terrified because you knew Michael Jordan was going to do it. If you're cheering for the team that is against LeBron, you're waiting for LeBron to choke. And that is specifically the difference. And I'm actually impressed that LeBron has overcome
that. Yes.
That.
Yeah.
Still the same guy, but overcame that. But like that, and I know because I cheered for LeBron, because I was a LeBron guy.
He used to argue, man. Spike used to
and
argue.
As a LeBron guy, I was always like, oh, how's he going to screw it up this time? That's not what people who cheered for Michael Jordan felt. They knew they were going to get you.
It's
and that's
okay,
the difference.
Jack, it's okay.
He's a better player.
Difference.
All right.
He's not a better player.
Of course he's a better player.
No, he's not a better player.
The resume is better. I got it.
Well, the resume is better.
Yeah.
He's played longer.
His resume is better.
No, I'm saying Jordan's
he's won less than half of the finals.
Jordan's resume is better.
Okay. All right. And as a player, he's better.
He's not.
Yes, he is. All right,
okay.
215-592-9494. You know, nobody's resume is better than National
Appliance Warehouse.
I wanted you to get to it already.
Yeah, I know. Come on. It's a perfect weekend. I know one guy at this show is going to be outside grilling this weekend.
If not me.
Yeah, I know. Not you at all.
But I'll be inside with my fridge that I got at National Appliance Warehouse.
Listen, we're all National Appliance Warehouse up. And listen, it is grilling season. If you don't have your grill, National Appliance Warehouse is every major grill brands. So get down there and take care of your outdoor kitchen. But, you know, we talk about the difference at National Appliance Warehouse. Biggest one is the price. You're
yes.
going to get the best price at National Appliance Warehouse.
Do you know about Price Assure?
It's guaranteed to have the lowest price because Price Assure instantly updates price tags throughout the store and finds a lower price elsewhere. That's special stuff.
Yeah.
Tax-free Delaware, that helps, of course.
Middletown and Wilmington.
And right now, the 4th of July mega sale is underway. So, like, listen, if you've heard us talk about National Appliance Warehouse, you'd be like, man, do I want to go?
Now's the time.
Get down there. Experience what we experience. You know, a great buying experience. Smart, knowledgeable. They treat you like family, but the good part of your family. And they do installation, delivery, and a whole lot more. So over 100 brands from sub-zero to budgets at National Appliance Warehouse. Go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware today. And when you go, tell them Fritz sent you.
Do it. Tell them Fritz sent you. Demand the Fritz treatment. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Jeopardy host. Born in another country, he is the face of a franchise who, when playing, is great, but is often criticized by Spike Eskin for only playing half the time. Contestant. Who is Joel Embiid? Host. Ooh, I'm sorry. The correct answer is Shohei Ohtani. And don't be ridiculous. Spike would never criticize Joel Embiid. Tim in Newark.
Well, it's a different thing. Sure. All I said is that Shohei Ohtani is not the best player in baseball if he can't play the field. That's it. That's all I said. What's next?
All these Jalen fans are so sensitive. Oh, Jack muttering to himself while slashing Elliot's tires.
Elliot got you today, brother.
He got to him.
Yeah, but then I cooked him.
No, I cooked them.
Everyone knows. Everyone's talking about
it. I don't know. You cooked them.
I did.
I don't know.
You did. I know. You guys are teamed up with hating Bryce.
I don't hate Bryce. What's that?
I've been really hesitant to call lately. Kenny from the Dirty 30, just seconds after saying he was on hold yesterday.
That's actually a really good point. I didn't notice that.
Well,
I think Kenny's list sucked too. I can't remember it, but I think it sucked. Did it suck, if I remember correctly? Yeah, I think it sucked.
Would you read Justin's list?
Oh, no.
Yeah, little Justin.
Oh, Justin with the mustache?
Yeah.
The mustache man.
Oh, is that it? Is that what's in our text?
Yep.
Okay. So he has 11 Bryce, 10 Bond, 9 Quinion Mitchell, 8 Cooper DeJean, 7 A.J. Brown, 6 Devonta.
Devontae ahead of A.J.
Yep. 5 Zach Wheeler, 4 Jalen Carter, 3 Eagles O-line, 2 Barkley, and 1 Hurts.
There you go. Quinion ahead of Bryce. How do you like that?
It's great.
Yep. I didn't know that was Justin's Twitter. Oh, yeah. There it is. There's the mustache. What's next?
Hey, Siri, can you set me a reminder for 25 years from now to check if the dagger is still being shown on TV? A particularly angry Jack in the producer booth.
Well, it's going to be shown.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's being, you know.
Well, it's part of the highlight package.
Of course. And it's Jalen.
And he was the MVP.
Yeah, it's Jalen propaganda.
Well, when you win the MVP, they're going to show all of your plays of the game.
Yeah. What's
it's
next?
Propaganda.
What's next?
You're not going to believe this, but during Hurricane Agnes in 72, I was at Wanamaker's and the clothes were floating away. Kenny from the Dirty 30 on hold, still telling us where he was during random natural disasters.
That's a good one.
Oh, very good. What is next?
Top 11 week by the numbers. 3. People that had to come on the show to defend their Jalen ranking. 0. People that had to come on the show to defend Embiid being on their list at all. Alex in Lancaster.
That's fair.
Embiid should be on the list.
He's
on your list.
No, I took him off for Turner.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Turner, who hasn't even had one good full good year.
All-star starter last year.
Yeah. Has not. Just a quick question and answer period.
Right.
Has he had one full good year?
Yeah, last year.
No. We both know that wasn't a full good year. All right, what's next?
How could 68% of people on Twitter say they didn't like Top 11 week? Who among us hasn't loved 5 straight days of Spike asking, is Jalen Hurts better at quarterback than Zach Wheeler is at pitcher? Frank in Ardmore.
You know,
if
people would just answer the question honestly,
I know.
I would be fine.
Exactly.
Like, they know that I got them, and they don't. But by the way, like, Seltzer's Jalen thing is actually the worst out of anybody. OG Seltzer, that's his new name.
Well, it's just like any quarterback that wins, it's just always the quarterback.
Well, to be fair, it's probably him also going against the camera every day.
Yes.
Do you think the camera pushes them or Seltzer to that end, or does Seltzer and Richie push the camera to the point where he has to be critical of Jalen?
I think Joe is not like, I don't think Joe hates Jalen at all.
Right.
I think Jalen, he's just not impressed.
Right.
So I think it is John and James's over praise
the love of him,
is that makes Joe be like, are you watching something different than I'm watching?
Yeah.
So I actually think it's the other way.
Yeah.
Jack, are you you doing leading off?
Yeah, ooh, big one.
Remember,
you working extra long tonight.
Yeah. Calling the big guns.
Remember, you can hear tonight's game on the Free Odyssey app. It's Apple TV, so you might not be able to watch it. But if you can't, you can always listen on the Free Odyssey app. We will talk to you on Monday. Thank you so much for listening.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.